and welcome to Life in the Rabbit Hole, the Kaneo Parent Pod. I'm Lori Carice, a fellow parent living in the Kaneo Valley, and your host. Thank you for tuning in. For parent pod tales, community matters, and social topics, which include plenty of wellness content. Parenting is not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's as difficult as much as it's rewarding, and we've all heard from the beginning of this journey, it takes a village. So join us as we connect through Life in the Rabbit Hole. For everyone, everywhere. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Life in the Rabbit Hole. In recognition of National Women's Month, I'm bringing together more dynamic women, and today I want to spotlight a women's own business, Mabel's Labels, with co-founder and senior director, Julie Cole. Welcome, Julie.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. You know, Mabel's Labels has been a leading partner of mine for several years now, probably going back at least 9 or 10 years. I was trying to count. I'm like, wow, has it been that long? As an event sponsor and with you contributing door prizes and giveaways to my family events. And I think I first met you at Mom 2.0 and then later part of your team, I think it was Karma, over at ABC Kids Expo. So,
So I
kind of wanted to talk to you about that. You know, you're very active in the event space. What does that look like in the last year without events?
Yeah, look, we've done the pivot, right? I mean, basically, a lot of what we do is providing, you know, we make labels for the stuff kids lose, right? Like we make dishwasher, microwave safe labels, they're laundry safe. So really, our main market is parents who are sending their kids to camp or going back to school. Now, we lost our camp season because a lot of camps were closed last year. Back to school was fairly okay. But yeah, we do a lot with events, but I have found you event people are incredible. Like at first, I mean, everything seemed to shut down, but now, you know, you've all done these pivots of doing online events. So we're back to doing things. Like I spoke at an event last week. I feel like I'm speaking more. We're doing more. People are doing like virtual gift bags. So we're able to put our product in virtual gift bags or product discounts. And they're still doing giveaways and that sort of thing. So I've been so impressed with how the industry has managed it. And it's so great for us now to feel like we're getting back into that event space.
No, I agree. I mean, the word of the year, of course, was pivot and, you know, coming up with new direction to kind of get that messaging out. Now, your business solves a problem. Tell us how Mabel's Labels came about and how the act of labeling became a business.
Right. So, okay, it came about for a couple of reasons. The first was that we actually are having our 18th birthday this month. So
Ooh.
We've been around a while now. And at the time, we really just noticed, I started with 3 other women, that there was a product missing from the market. We were using masking tape to put our kids' names on things and permanent marker, and there must be a better solution out there. And there wasn't. So as good entrepreneurial women, we filled that gap ourselves. We started doing our research. So that was kind of the first reason. And the second reason really was at that time, my eldest child was 3. I have 6 children. My eldest child was 3 and he received an autism diagnosis. So I was feeling in that moment that the traditional workforce probably was not going to suit my family needs. I always say I'm a recovered lawyer. And so I said to my co-founders at the time, I'm like, look, I need to make a change now. I think the entrepreneurial journey will provide me with a little bit more flexibility to be able to provide for my son the therapy that I want and advocate for him. And then we were like, okay, so that was kind of the catalyst, you know, getting the diagnosis and having that, wanting to fill a gap in the market.
So I also work for myself, but I have chosen never to take on any partnerships because that's the control freak I am. Tell me about the other ladies on your team, the other co-founders, and how you came about to pull it together as a team.
For sure. So it basically was an idea and 3 friends of mine. Well, one is my sister. And then the other 2 were friends of ours from college. And what ended up happening is that they met like guys in my family. One ended up marrying my brother. One ended up marrying a young uncle. So we all ended up being family as well. So, you know, we were all just sort of at the same stage in life, small kids, not sure if, you know, we wanted to hang out in the traditional workforce, ready for that pivot. So we just, the 4 of us sat down and, you know, all, you know, fairly entrepreneurial. And I see what you're saying. Like when you say the control freak, it can be very hard. You know, in a lot of ways, I felt that having the 4 of us really contributed to our early success because we could divide and conquer. While you solopreneurs have to do every single thing yourself, we could do things like one of us could research, you know, technology. One of us could do press releases and media stuff. One of us could talk to the banks and organize the finances. So I do feel like that divide and conquer really helped us launch quickly and effectively. But at the same time, to your point, you've got a lot of different personalities at the table. You have people who have different ways that they communicate. So we really had to learn how to best communicate with each other. We had to understand that, you know, what happens at the boardroom table stays there. When we walk out, we need to still be like, hey, are you bringing the mashed potatoes tomorrow for Thanksgiving dinner? You know, we had to still manage our relationships because our kids are all cousins. So there absolutely were tricky points and we kept learning. And whenever we messed up, we would be like, okay, we're practicing. We'll do better next time.
Okay, so you're a woman-owned business. How about the kids? Are the kids involved? Do they get to have some influence on designs of labels and have some favorites and pick out some colors and do pattern making with you?
Love it. They certainly have been. I mean, they've been raised around Mabel's labels and, you know, they certainly were a lot of our test market and their little friends. So, I mean, we have 13 kids between us all. I mean, I count for almost half. I've got six of them. So the kids have been very involved. And it's actually been really cool, I think, for my kids because, you know, for them to be raised around an entrepreneurial parent, they've seen the struggles. I mean, I do find that people tend to romanticize the entrepreneurial life. They've seen that it takes a lot of grit, a lot of late nights, a lot of time where you're not giving yourself a paycheck, a lot of doing without things, but they've seen the passion and they've seen it grow and they're very proud. And now they all have summer jobs making labels.
Oh, very good. Well, first of all, my own testimonial is you have a wonderful product. And so not only do I, you know, kind of push out the product at events with your door prizes and your giveaways, but I use them myself. And it's funny. It's like my daughter's 13 now and she's in seventh grade. And I looked at her and I said, can I still label your lunchbox? And she's like, no. I'm like, okay. I had a feeling that was coming. And then I did order some new ones for my 10-year-old this year, who's in fourth grade. And I just got plain ones without, you know,
That's
the cutesy
right.
flower or something. And I just got the name and then I showed it to my older daughter. She goes, well, I would have liked that.
Right. Like we do, because our kids, like certainly when we started, they were all very like little kiddish and whatever. But as our kids grew, so did our line. You know, we started a tween label line and we have this stylish school combo that your 13-year-old would love. But if your kids don't want to be labeled, whatever, you can just do that. Like get the last name, get basic, no icon. You still don't want to be losing stuff, right? And now too, I feel like, you know, our line was always like, keep your stuff out of the lost and found. But now with COVID-19, it's very much parents aren't wanting germy mix-ups. They don't want another kid grabbing the wrong water bottle or that sort of thing. So this has been a bit of a game changer for us from a marketing perspective too.
Yeah, no, when I showed my daughter the plain ones, she was like, well, I would have liked that. And I'm like, okay, well, I wasn't sure if it was, you know, you didn't want baby labels or just have your name or the cutesy flower. And she's like, no, that's cute. So yeah, so now I'll be ordering some more.
Oh, great. We'll send her some. And also what we've noticed too, like with us and, you know, with the line growing as we've got like allergy alert labels and also now that a lot of us are kind of that sandwich generation, a lot of our original customers are now doing elder care or their parents are entering residential facilities, right? So they want labels for their seniors. So we've got, you know, our golden pack for like our elderly people who are just, you know, playing with their, you know, Mrs. Smith room 402. Because also we find a lot of our elderly customers, when they go into like the residential care facilities, they do get funny about their stuff. They don't want to lose their stuff. So they do appreciate the labels as well.
That's an interesting perspective. I hadn't thought about that with the senior care. I mean, I keep thinking for you, and believe me, I've been thinking about you all year long. I mean, not only am I down with my own events, but I start thinking of all the partnerships I have and how they're being impacted. And I was thinking, okay, Mabel's labels, no school, no lunch boxes, no labels. So how were you impacted in 2020 and how does 2021 look for you as we're starting to step into some reopening stages? Like I'm in Los Angeles. I actually live just, you know, a block within Ventura County. So I'm in a different
limit, but we are just starting back with a hybrid. So it's 2 days a week. And yes, you know, I'm using my reusable items and I'm labeling again. But yeah, even in the, for like summer camp, even more so, like that's when I send the grungy lunch boxes and the grungy last year's water bottle, because I know it's probably going to get lost, even though I label it 2 and 3 times. But tell us how your 2020 went. I mean, the first shock of, yeah, you know, you started with the summer camp season and then no schools. I mean, was staffing an issue? Were you able to keep your staff?
Yeah, so that's a really good point, because I do find, like, as you know, when you have a business that provides employment, like I carry that very heavily. That weighs very heavily on me, and thinking, you know, people need to feed their families and they need to, you know, and we're providing this employment. So that taking care of your staff and your team is super important. So yes, we did kind of lose that camp season. Things are looking better this year for camp season. We had an okay back to school season. The problem with the back to school season was that we couldn't staff our facility. We couldn't pack everyone in there to make labels. So while a lot of our customers were really understanding of that, we did disappoint customers because they were used to getting their labels super fast. But because we could only have 4 people in the facility at a time making the labels, it meant that our labels were delayed getting to our customers. And, you know, like I said, most of them were amazing with it, but we did disappoint some customers through that, but we had to keep our staff safe, right? That was paramount. So it went okay. And I think now coming into this year, things are looking better for sure. But we do some interesting pivots. We started making masks. We worked with a local maker and they put our icons and our cute little pictures on really durable, beautiful 3-layered masks. And it was amazing because we're such a trusted brand that when we launched the masks, all of our customers were just so thrilled that they could get a product from a brand that they trusted. And you really did see that brand loyalty, which really warms, you know, an entrepreneur's heart. And they were a really big hit. I was really proud of our team because they did that. Well, a lot of companies were sitting around going, oh no, what are we going to do? Our team now, we put together a team now, and they just were so innovative and just said, okay, well, let's get masks going. People need masks. They need to trust who they're buying from. And we are that brand that can provide that. So that was a really proud moment.
That's good. You were able to develop and introduce a new product out of the pandemic. You know, there's obviously a lot of highs and lows during the pandemic. I mean, the low is the obvious, you know, illness and being locked down. And sometimes you have that little aha moment where you can kind of break through and introduce and make some changes in your business that normally you wouldn't have had time to really plan and incorporate with your business into your business. But now it's like, okay, here it is. Now we've got the time and here's the new need. You know, everything's always about, you know, providing that need to the consumer. Another thing as a, you know, a fellow business owner, I mean, even though we're shut down, and we can't physically, you know, do certain things, we still have to keep our name out there. You know, I felt very disconnected in losing my audience. Honestly, that's why I started the podcast, because after, you know, the first 2 months into the pandemic, it was a lot of wait and see. I don't know what's going to happen. You're filling out applications with like the Small Business Association and, you know, you don't know how long this is going to go. And I kept pushing event dates back. And then I gave up in the summer. Like everybody's watching the news. Everybody knows we're all shut down. So I just have to wait, but you still have to kind of have a presence. So that's why I started the podcast, is I wanted to keep it local and parent content and stay connected, not only with my sponsors and business partners, but also with my normal parent attendees. And it's been really great for me. But with that, you know, we have to kind of come up with new ideas. Not everybody wants to do a podcast. Believe me, I didn't want to at first. And I'm like, I'm not a techie person. I don't think I want to do this. But once I dove in, I loved it. But I also noticed a lot of people were using other social applications a lot more to enhance their presence. So I noticed that you did quite a bit of Facebook Live events. And I think it was called, was it Mabel's Cave?
The Mabel Mom Cave.
Okay, yeah. So tell me about that. You were bringing in different
experts,
moms and partners. Tell me how that was for you this summer. Well, it was mostly this summer, but okay, yeah, we're already over the new year. So is it still continuing? Tell me how that came about.
Yeah, so to your point, I mean, for me, a big gap was I do a lot of speaking engagements. Like when I looked at my total audience numbers for 2019, it's like, you know, 20,000, whatever. And then I looked at 2020, I'm like, oh gosh, I actually only got in front of like five people. Well, not entirely true because we did get through International Women's Week and then we went into lockdown. But it was very quiet. So for me, I was like, this is so strange because usually I'm flying every weekend to conferences to speak and speaking at, you know, mom parenting events. I'm speaking at entrepreneurial events, women in entrepreneurship, those sorts of things. So that all went really quiet. But then it did, like within like 6 months, everybody just started launching these things online, which is great. So now I am back to doing that. But you're right. Like in that time, I'm like, how do we stay connected to our audience? So we are very, at Mabel's Labels, we are big fans of social media. That's where the moms are. We go to where our audience is. We have, you know, over 200,000 Facebook fans, a big Instagram following. And I'm a big fan of your brand seeing who it is behind it. And I think moms particularly want to buy from brands where they feel a personal connection. And so I put my face out there and I think, you know, visibility creates credibility, creates loyalty, right? And also it's a heck of a lot of fun. So yeah, definitely we started doing more lives, more Insta lives, more Facebook lives, more podcasts. You know, I'm guesting a lot on podcasts, talking about lots of different things. And again, that a lot of events have gone virtual. You know, I'm back in front of audiences, albeit from my living room.
Will you have a presence this year at Mom 2.0 2021 and ABC Kid Expo? I know ABC Kids, they're virtual because it's in April, and Mom 2.0 to date, I see that they're wanting to pull off an in-person. I think they're going to have some struggles with not a lot of community still being back to school, because certainly you do need a little bit of freedom to attend the events with, you know, having your schedule. But we have a presence at either of those summits this year.
Yeah, so I was meant to speak Mom 2.0. I usually speak every year at that event. I think I've been to one of those OGs that I think I've been to like almost every Mom 2.0.
I've been to five.
Okay, and I've been to like 12 or something. Or not, I don't
that's
know.
Everyone,
like,
I think
it might be. I don't think it was at the first one. I think I started.
Yeah, the first one was in Houston. I went to their second Houston one.
Yeah, so you know, we'll see. I always, you know, fingers crossed. I'd love to get on a plane again, but you know, we'll see what happens. And if they end up going virtual, then I'm sure that I'll still be speaking. Don't know. I mean, it's all a bit of a wait and see game, isn't it?
How about ABC Kid Expo?
Yeah, I'm not sure what we'll be doing with that. I haven't talked to our marketing director about ABC Kids, so I'm not sure where we're landing with that one.
Yeah, that looks like it's going to be a big challenge. I was looking at their website,
yeah,
and it's all virtual.
It's such a big show, right? I mean, you could literally take a year to walk the halls of that place. And you know what? Because we pulled our product out of retail, so it's just not as relevant. I mean, we love to go for the connections and that sort of thing. But as far as our product, it might not be as relevant now. So it might take the back. It might go in the back burner this year.
Okay. So what would you like our listeners to know about Mabel's Labels? What is the future? And drop us your websites and your favorite social channels.
Sure. So I would love for your listeners to go and check out mabelslabels.com, particularly if they haven't heard of us. We just make super durable, you know, labels for all your kids' stuff. And again, we want to avoid the journey mix-ups. And you can find out about me. I've got a landing page there, mabelslabels.com/Julie Cole. Again, check out we have a very vibrant Facebook community and social media community at Mabel's Labels. Personally, I'm on Instagram at cole.julie. And I'd love to hear from your folks there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being here with me today. And I'm so glad that we have been, you know, remained in contact over the years. So I really value our relationship. And thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you for having me, Lori.
Thank you so much for listening today. And please subscribe to our podcast so that you can be alerted each time we drop a new episode. For bonus content, be sure to join us as a member and receive Green Room Diaries, After the Final Cut, Confessions of a Kaneo Valley Mom, as well as our exclusive wellness workshops. From one parent to another, we've got this. Just believe in yourself and remember, we're our own worst critics. Tell yourself and another that they're doing a good job.